Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you?
With 2 cups of coffee in, and that the question they want to know is, the question is, Mariah, are you bringing Mariah? And I said, I'm bringing Mariah. She is going to be my strategic attack.
And she's going to look so good. I mean, the girl wears a gown when she goes to work out. Come on.
Oh, come on. Listen, guys. See, if I said right now, I'm going to wear my tiara, everyone would go, Lionel, I'm not sure. But if Mariah wears a tiara, then we've got a little show business here.
Well, there you go. Now, I haven't seen you in a tiara, but I did see the replay of you with James Corden on the Late Late Show. I loved the hair.
Now, can I tell you?
Tell me.
When he showed up, said, can we reenact this? I thought it was going to be a lightweight version of it. No. He came with the full-on, well, you saw it. I mean, mm-hmm. And the fact that I said yes to it, that was down memory lane. I have to tell you, that was so funny. We were in tears the whole time we were doing it.
I believe it. You looked really hot, but James kind of looked like a refugee from Flock of Seagulls with that haircut.
Well, let me tell you something. He is English, and they specialize in laughing at themselves. That's what I love about every time we go to London, for example. I mean, the British have a way of taking whatever you thought was cool
mm-hmm.
and turning it. They'll have you spoof yourself. So I was expecting James to throw me under the bus several times, so it was okay.
Oh, you got your revenge. Let me see. You threw a telephone at his head. You sprayed him with ketchup.
I busted the ketchup. You got it. Oh, that was perfect. And the keyboard. That's right. Oh, you saw it.
That's right. You nailed him with a keyboard, too.
That was a keyboard.
You're a wonderful guest.
And the fact that he kept saying, you really going to do this? I said, listen, you've got me halfway there in this wig. Are you kidding me?
No,
I'm going all the way.
You looked awesome. And listen, I'm really glad that you're going to be coming to Tampa, because we were a little delayed on the tour, and I had so many phone calls from people saying, tell me he is actually going to be coming back. And we've got you on a Friday night in August. Talk about hot. It's going to be great.
I must tell you, when the doctor said to me, okay, now you have a choice. We are not going to guarantee the way it is right now if you're going to make the tour all the way through. I said, okay, okay, let's cancel it, push it back. I want to make sure I'm at 100%. But the point was, I've never canceled before. You know, you have to understand.
Yeah.
This is so different for me. But once I started feeling better, about a month into it, I said, guys, book everything. Let's go back. And, of course, Mariah says, she said, I'm ready. And so we reenact this one more time. It's just, I love it, because I didn't want the fans to miss the wildest night out ever of hit record. Because, you know, you've got the best of, when I say this, she's got enough hit records to choke both of us to death, and the same over here. So when you get both of us together on the same stage, it's almost like the magic we had with Tina Turner and Lionel Richie when we went out. It was, you know, it's just one hit after the next, and you're not quite sure what Tina's going to do.
Well, you know, that's true, but everybody loves these kind of shows because they're getting the hits, they're getting what they want, but it's got to make you crazy when the crowd starts singing along and they mess up your lyrics.
Well, how about it? How about even worse than that? How about the crowd singing along and I mess up the lyrics? There you go.
Oh, that's not possible.
So what I use the crowd for is, there are moments sometimes that I'm so involved in being the cheerleader of the whole show, I will actually, let's say, sing the first verse to Penny Lover twice.
Oh.
You know, and the crowd starts laughing, and then they take over for me. That's the beauty of having a well-versed crowd.
And they love having you there.
Oh, my God. And they're so intimidating. And, of course, Tampa, I mean, come on, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, that was the stomping grounds in the beginning of the Commodores.
Mm-hmm.
So they everything.
Did you ever wish for a Commodores reunion?
You know, I got to tell you, everything was pretty much in place until we lost Mylon.
Yeah.
Mylon was the keyboard player for the Commodores. And I feel a little bit like what Paul said about the Beatle reunion. You know, once you lose John, you know, it's not the same having a filler guy up there.
Yeah, that is tough.
And so sometimes the memory is stronger than the reality. And I think what I do now is I've played several shows where Tommy and Ronald would show up, the bass player and the lead guitar player shows. And those are spectacular shows because it's like they never left. I must tell you, when Ronald LaPred lives in Auckland, New Zealand. Ooh. And whenever I'm there, I can't play the Commodore songs unless Ronald comes on stage.
Oh, I'll bet. Any surprises?
Please. Can I tell you, he had never done this. Imagine being out of the band for, 20-something years?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, and of course everyone in Auckland knew that they heard the rumor that Ronald was the bass player. And of course, right in the middle of the show, I'm looking at his face in the audience and I said, I cannot play these songs without you.
Mm.
And he came on stage with the biggest crocodile tears in his eyes.
Aww.
And picked up the bass. And I must tell you, never missed a note.
I'm sure he didn't. I know I've only got you for a couple of minutes, and you actually got to be a commencement speaker this year at the Berklee College of Music. I'm trying to figure out the advice you gave them. Your parents can be paid off.
let me explain to that, because that's all they wrote. But I must tell them, I said how I got started. First of all, I started the speech up by saying, my fellow Martians. Because what I wanted to understand was we were not the star football player, the basketball player. We were not the jocks on campus. Okay, we were the weird ones. When I say that, you know, what I heard every time in my class, in my economics class, is, Mr. Ritchie, would you like to join the rest of the class? Now, that's because I was tapping on the table, and I was listening to some music on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I said, does that sound familiar? And, of course, everybody started laughing. I said, so. I told them the story about my mom and dad. I came to them and said, I'm quitting the school in my senior year in college. I've joined a band called the Commodores. We're the Black Beatles, and we're going to take over the world. Well, I told them I couldn't explain to them what my dad said after that because it's not appropriate at this commencement.
Hey, but it all worked out very well.
Here's what I said, but what I want you to understand is, I said, I'm now being interviewed by Barbara Walters, and my father is there during the interview. And my father said, it is the job of the parent to stand firmly behind the child, whatever endeavors he wants to involve himself with. And I said, that is a lie. That's not what my dad said. So I said to this class, it is possible to pay off your parents. I brought a check to my dad, and he immediately changed to the best words I've ever heard compliment a son in his whole life.
I love it. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you at Amalie Arena on Friday, August 11th. I know they're about to cut me off time-wise, but thank you for your time. You're a blast to talk with, and I'm looking forward to your next return to the Late Late Show.
We will see you there, but hopefully we can see you backstage. I would love to see you backstage if I could.
I would love it, too. Consider the invitation accepted.
All right, very good. In that case, I'll see you in Tampa.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, darling. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.